MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, Transnet's leadership says the freight, rail and ports operator is on the mend. Losses narrowing, private operators preparing to come onto the network and governance reforms in place. But for years, as you well know, the company has been crippled by corruption, inefficiency and theft. It's cost the South African economy billions. So the question, I guess, is how much has really changed and is the turnaround sustainable? I'm in conversation now with the Group Chief Executive Officer of Transnet, Michelle Phillips. A very warm welcome to you. Losses have narrowed, but can you say that Transnet is genuinely on a turnaround path? Are you not just benefiting perhaps from temporary fixes?
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for the question. Look, I think from the very beginning when we implemented the recovery plan, we were very clear that we wanted sustainable change in the organization. So we believe that the activities and the initiatives that we've implemented has put us on that path for sustainable recovery. These are not temporary fixes. You'll know that our recovery is not only based on operational initiatives or the tactical, but also on a transformation and reform of the organization. So we believe that these are sustainable changes going forward. Look, of course, there's a lot of work that we need to do, particularly on the, as you know, the theft and vandalism side, the derailments, the standard of the network. But I believe that with the necessary collaboration with all stakeholders and our companies that the and our customers, that we are able to achieve that and move forward sustainably.
Well, let me pick you up on that point as far as security and theft is concerned, particularly as far as cables go. It does plague operations. Mm-hmm. You will concede that. Why has Transnet constantly failed to get this under control?
Well, I think it's a problem that is a lot bigger than only Transnet. It needs to be something that is resolved by the country at large, because it's really a manifestation of the crime situation in the country. But I mean, 23% decline in the number of incidents is quite good, is quite a good improvement compared from where we've come from. So I do believe, again, that even on the theft and vandalism side, that we are on the right track. But I mean, the losses are too much for us to sustain. And, you know, that's why we need all the authorities and everybody to play a meaningful contribution and to, in fact, contribute to us not only reducing theft and vandalism on critical infrastructure, but generally in the country, it is a problem. So, I mean, there's a lot of work for everybody to do. But I think that, you know, with everything that has happened so far, I think you would have seen recently over the past few days, there's been quite a few arrests as well. So there's a lot of activity. And, you know, currently we are also over 25% below where we were last year. So we're not, it's not a failure. I think that there's an improvement, but we would like to see more of an improvement.
And add to that, of course, corruption, which has hollowed out Transnet for years. Are you confident, yes, Michelle Phillips, that this has been truly rooted out, or do you still continue to uncover new cases within the organization?
Jeremy, I think that by far we have succeeded pretty much in running a clean business, as I would call it. I've been very clear since my appointment that I do not want to be known by anything other than having run and turning around this business through clean business practices. So, you know, we do find the odd instance here and there. But I can tell you, we get in there, we focus, we investigate, and we deal with the perpetrators, and we engage with the police so that we can get people arrested if need be, and a lot of controls that we've implemented in the business as well. We do, as I've said, we do find the odd incidents, but we have set up in the organization as well, which I am sponsoring, what we call an ethics unit, where we go, you know, straight into the business where we find these instances. We've educated people on whistleblowing, and you know, we get in there and we investigate and we take action. I'm certainly not going to say that it's disappeared, but I'm going to say that people are a lot more careful, because we will not tolerate any such corrupt activities in our business.
Michelle, looking to the future, you plan to spend something in the region of 125, 127 billion rand on rail and port expansion. How's it going to be funded, and what ultimately will your customers, and for that matter, South Africans, see at the end of this?
Yes. So, the support that we have received from government in terms of guarantees has also assisted us to be able to, make these decisions when it comes to the network and the ports business. So I think more than 80% of that 127 billion is in fact on sustaining capital. It is to get the infrastructure and the network to the right standards. And then, of course, you would have seen some of the deliveries, particularly in the ports, in terms of port equipment. On the rail side, we've introduced new locomotives. That is all intended to get us to this 250 million target that the minister has set for the country. Of course, we will be doing that together with private operators, the 250. But, there's a lot of work to be done on this network. That we've suffered almost 7 million tons due to derailments. So we need to repair and rehabilitate the network and of course also give the people in the ports the tools to do what we require from them. So we feel that 25 billion a year is the right number for us to invest, and we will be funding that. Fortunately, our funders have come to the party. They want to do business with us. They want to invest in Transnet and our customers as well. So I don't think that we are going to have a problem with funding. The results have also created a renewed, I suppose, belief in Transnet and what this organization is capable of. And we are being approached, by funders who see the potential in this organization.
You speak about the private operators. You've also promised within the next 12 to 36 months. But what is the biggest risk here? Is it that Transnet maybe won't be able to compete with the private operators, or simply you won't relinquish control enough to make competition meaningful?
No, Jeremy, I think we need to focus on the goal here and the objective. The objective for us to make meaningful contribution to the economy of this country is for South Africa to move 250 million tons. Transnet itself has a target this year for over 180 million tons. That tells us that we have a gap that needs to be filled if we want to get to the 250. So my advice to everybody and to the private operators as well is let's focus on getting to the 250 as a country, and then we can allow the competition to happen organically.
Just a quick one in conclusion. What's the single biggest risk to your survival, Michelle Phillips? Is it corruption, crime, cash flow, or politics, or a combination of all of it?
A combination of all of it. Look, this is a business. It is an enterprise. It is a state-owned enterprise. I think what is important for us is that we keep our eye on the ball. We run a clean business. We don't allow ourselves to be influenced by corrupt or criminal individuals. And we keep the country's interests at heart. And if we are focused on doing that, then I think that we will get to where we need to be in terms of South Africa, again, being up there globally and competing with the rest of the world.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Michelle Phillips, Group Chief Executive Officer of Transnet.